Hello and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week we have two shows from The Singing Detective. Dick Powell stars as Richard Diamond, private detective, and each episode ends with a serenade by the star who got his start in musical comedy. In this lighthearted and humorous show, the solution to the mystery seems more like a punchline, and I know you will enjoy these selections. First, we have an encounter with a very eccentric man, ending with the song, "I Don't Know From Nothing, Baby," which may be new to our listeners since it was an old song in 1949 when this broadcast aired. Enjoy Richard Diamond, Private Detective, Jerome J. Jerome Case, first broadcast September 17th, 1949 on NBC.
Here's another in NBC's great parade of new shows. Now, Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Hello there, this is Diamond. You know, if you've ever got a few idle minutes and need a good chuckle to keep you going, just turn to the personals in any of the local papers. Now, I'm a guy with a strange sense of humor, and it really takes something right out of left field to get a spasm out of my funny bone. But just listen to this one out of the Little Rock Bugle. Oh, yeah. Bachelor, sincere young man, 4'10", 190 pounds, handsome, out of work for a year, desires to meet woman who can straighten him out. See what I mean? If this guy does find a woman who can straighten him out, she'll probably do it with a flat iron. Oh, and get this one. Young man with large personality, desires to meet woman with big bank account and small sense of humor. Object, murder. Oh, excuse me, that's merger. Oh, and here's a real wizard. Attractive, intelligent girl, 30 years old, with bubbling enthusiasm for life. Neither smokes, drinks, nor stays up late. Vegetarian and hates comic books. Would like playmate who enjoys active recreation. There'll be a month of fasting after that one. Oh, yeah, I knew I had something else. That case I got mixed up in last week. If you think those personals are silly, wait till you hear about this. It all started about 11 o'clock one morning in my office.
Mr. Richard Diamond, private detective?
I was out with a hula dancer last night. Wait, I'll look in the mirror and tell you. Come on in so you can see, too.
My name is Jerome J. Jerome.
Well, I'm not going to ask you what the J stands for.
You are Mr. Diamond, aren't you?
My face all right, but I'm sure the rest of me's on vacation.
Don't you feel well?
I don't feel at all. Ever danced the hula for 6 hours straight?
I'm a past master of all forms of dancing.
Get waltz?
What?
Forget it. What can I do for you, Mr. Jerome?
It's not what you can do for me, Mr. Diamond. It's what I can do for you.
Well, that's a switch, but let's give it a whirl. What can you do for me, Mr. Jerome?
I'm a millionaire, Mr. Diamond.
Well, bless your little pointed head.
I'm also a G-man.
I knew this would jump the track sooner or later. Tell me, if you're a G-man and a millionaire, where do you work? The U.S. Mint?
I write songs, too. By the light of the silvery moon, I
Mr.
want to...
Mr. Jerome.
Yes, did you like it?
You didn't by any chance write Swanee River?
No, I believe Stephen Foster wrote that.
You don't say.
Yes, he stole the melody from me.
I think we'd better waltz after all.
Oh, Mr. Diamond, that's ridiculous.
I'm glad somebody noticed.
But you take a good zippy foxtrot now.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Hold it! Hold it!
Oh, you follow beautifully.
Oh, I went to Vassar. Now, slow down before I pick you up and stuff you into a bottle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, would you mind telling me how long you've been hiding out with the squirrels?
Squirrels? Oh, I have a mink farm.
You should do well. Look, Mr. Jerome, I think maybe you better go soak yourself in some hot tar or something.
I came here to do you a favor, Mr. Diamond, and I do not intend to leave until you hear me out.
Oh, wow. Okay, what is it?
You need a bodyguard.
Operator, give me Bellevue.
Mr. Diamond, please, there's no need to call Bellevue.
Oh, stop being so narrow-minded. They'll give you a nice, quiet room, all but a little old lonesome.
Well, go ahead and call them if you want to, but it will do you no good.
Why not?
They'll just think you're crazy. I'm on the staff there.
Oh, yes, I should have known.
I think you're making fun of me. I came up here because I knew of your reputation as a detective, and I want to help you with your work. You get in trouble, don't you, all the time?
Habitually.
Well, I want to protect you.
Now, that's nice, but I really don't need a bodyguard.
Early stages of schizophrenia, also a slight persecution complex. Have you seen a good psychiatrist, Mr. Diamond?
It's certainly a thought.
Well, when do I start work?
Well, you see, it's like this. I'm awfully sorry, but I have my own nutcracker.
Oh, no. I mean as your bodyguard.
I'm afraid the requirements are too tough.
What are they?
Well, first you have to find a freshly murdered corpse. It's kind of like a treasure hunt.
Oh, I've got that.
You got what?
A freshly murdered corpse. That's one of the reasons I came up to see you. I thought you'd like to know.
Oh, well, now, I'll tell you what you do. You go back and see if the corpse is still there. If it is, call me at once, okay?
All righty. I'm off.
Amen.
Mr. Diamond?
Yes?
Remember, hopping hop toads have no hair.
Oh, no.
Mr. Diamond?
Huh? Oh.
I thought you'd better know something. I can only be your bodyguard for a week. I'm getting married.
Congratulations. Who's the lucky girl?
It's Miss America. But don't breathe it around. I want time to check her measurements.
I'll send you a fruitcake.
Just bring it in. You're invited. Goodbye.
Diamond's Rest Home. We specialize in nervous disorders, ingrown scalps, and the world's largest bowling alley. Oh, don't laugh. If you'd seen what just walked out of here, you'd go back to yo-yos.
Well, what did just walk out of there?
I'm not sure, but he had lovely blonde hair.
He did?
Yeah, all over him.
Rick, what in the world are you talking about?
I'm talking about nothing in the world.
Come on, tell Helen.
Well, I've got to get it all straight first. If I figure it out, I'll come over and we can throw sesame seeds at each other.
Oh, I'd love to. When will you be here?
As soon as I shine up my elk's tooth and lock the office. Bye. Well, I usually get some screwy ones, but this one was the topper of the season. I had a hunch that Jerome would be back, so I locked the office and did a quick sneak down the back stairs. I grabbed a cab, and 10 minutes later, I was sitting in Helen Asher's study at 975 Park Avenue.
Do you think his story about the body had any truth behind it?
Well, he told me he was a millionaire, a G-man, owned a mink farm, and was going to marry Miss America. Now, tell me you think there's some truth behind it, and I'll have you committed.
Well, all right, but if he continues to pester you, you ought to call the authorities about it.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to.
Poor little man.
It's a poor little man like that who ends up hanging his grandmother on a meat hook.
Oh, he doesn't sound dangerous to me.
Sometimes the harmless ones work themselves right into a storm. Now, take me. You'd never guess that somewhere in the back of my head a square knot is being tied.
Let's not stop that.
See? You didn't know it, but at high noon, I go fangs and long claws.
Now, stop it. You do that every time a good-looking girl walks past. Really? You complete idiot. Rick, the phone's ringing.
Oh, I hope it's happy.
It might be something important. Oh, Rick, you're mussing my hair. No, stop that. Answer the phone.
Oh, you woman of fiend. Hal Appelknocker's happy home for hogs.
Rick.
Who is this?
What's the matter with you all? Ain't you got your ear trumpet tip right?
I know it's you, Diamond.
No, it ain't. This is old Hal Appelknocker. I'll let you talk to my gal, Lulabelle. Say hello to the lieutenant, Lulabelle.
Howdy.
Now, Diamond, you stop that. I just got back from my vacation and things are already so confused I may turn in my badge before the day is over.
Well, come on down to the hog ranch and I'll cook you up some hocks.
Now, come on, Diamond. I'm not in the mood for any of your wild humor.
Oh, what's the matter with you, Walt? Did you catch any fish?
Oh, wait till I tell you. I got one that was so big...
Is that why you call me?
Huh? Oh, no. Some guy's been pestering me for the last half an hour. Wants to know where you are. Says he's an old friend.
Oh, his name wasn't Jerome J. Jerome, was it?
Well, that was the first name he gave me. The last time he called, he said he was a G-man.
That's Jerome.
Want me to tell him where you are?
You do it, I'll handcuff you to Sergeant Otis.
Oh, don't say that name to me ever again.
Why, Walt, you sound bitter.
That horned head worked nice, just messing things up in homicide. Lieutenant Waldo is taking calcium shots. The chief has locked himself in his office. Won't even open the door for food.
Well, if Jerome calls again, tell him I've joined the South Siberian Balloon Corps.
Now, wait a minute. Well, what do you want now, bonehead?
It's that Jerome guy. He wants Diamond again. Says he found the body right where he left it.
What? Diamond!
Now, you wait a minute, Walt.
What are you doing?
Oh, picking up my eardrum. You better watch that yelling. You'll have an office full of hogs.
Keep Otis out of this, and I'll yell if I want to. Now, you get down here and explain about this body.
Walt, I don't know anything about the body. The Jerome guy is off his trolley.
Yeah? Well, if there's the smallest possibility of a corpse turning up and you're involved, it'll turn up.
Walt, you say it, but you don't mean it.
I don't, huh? You get down here in 10 minutes, or I'll have a warrant out for you, and I mean that. Now, step on it. Now, by heaven, I'll forget modern police procedure and drag out the rubber hose.
Why don't you use Sergeant Otis's tongue? You could beat an elephant to death with it.
I'm not kidding. I've heard two words, diamond and body. And that means overtime in this department. Now get down here.
All right, but you're mean.
Oh, and Diamond.
Yes?
Pick me up some bicarbonate on the way over, will you?
I'll get you something. But don't spill it on your car. It'll take the paint off. Bye.
Rick, what was that all about?
Oh, Levinson's got heartburn again. That nut that wandered into my office told Otis about the body he says he's found.
Oh, Walt didn't believe him, did he?
Walt's been a cynic ever since we were introduced. I'll see you later this evening, honey.
All right, Rick. What do you want to do?
Helen.
Why?
What you said. I had a mental picture of Walt eating his way through his desk, so I got some bicarbonate at the drugstore and hurried over before he got to the wiring and shorted out the whole department. As usual, the king of the forest met me in the squad room.
Well, you're in Dutch, Yamas.
I guess you're right, Sergeant Otis. How about lending me your wooden shoes?
What do you mean, wise guy? They ain't wood.
And why do you use a crowbar instead of a shoehorn?
Yeah, very funny. You better go on in. Lieutenant's liable to start breaking things.
I hope he doesn't use his bare hands.
Yeah? Why?
Well, your head's liable to get in the way, and you'll be crippled for life. All right, Walt, stop chewing on that desk. Here's your bicarbonate.
What are you talking about? Now you listen to me, Diamond.
That's like telling a man to turn up his hearing aid in a bombing.
You can stop being cute. That guy, Jerome J. Jerome, phoned just before you came in, and he sticks to his story about the body, but he won't tell us where he is.
You don't really believe him, do you, Walt? He's nuts.
Well, he did say something about playing quarterback for Notre Dame, but if you're mixed up in this, I can't take any chances.
Oh, don't be an idiot, Walt. This little guy, Jerome, came waltzing into my office this morning and...
Lieutenant.
Oh.
What is it?
That guy Jerome's on the phone again. He wants to talk to Diamond.
Rick, pick up that phone and find out about that body.
Oh, now, come on, Walt.
You can use the extension in here. Go on.
I promise you, you'll be sorry.
You pick it up and say hello.
Not to this guy, you won't. You come back with hopping, hop toads have no hair or something. Hello, Jerome.
Oh, Mr. Diamond. Good, 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 good. I've been trying to get you for some time. The body's here, all right.
Where, Jerome?
Anyone here?
No, Jerome.
So I thought maybe they had the line tapped. They do that, you know.
Yes, Jerome. Now, where are you?
I'm at the Osterham place. And if you don't want this corpse, I'm calling in Hawthorne of the Death Squad.
Jerome, please. Now, where are you?
The Osterham place on 74th Street.
I'll be right over and don't let the corpse get away.
Oh, it won't. I'm sitting on it.
Oh.
Well, did you find out where he is?
Oh, he said the Osterham place on 74th Street. What the devil's that?
The Osterham place? That's old man Osterham's home. You know the eccentric old millionaire that died last year?
Oh, how did Jerome get in?
It's been turned into kind of a museum. The old boy had quite a collection of rare antiques, and when he died, he left the house to the city as sort of a show place.
You mean he's open to the public?
Yeah.
Well, let's go. Jerome's probably found a mummy for us. On the way over, I told Walt about Jerome's sweet little visit in my office, and the lieutenant was all for stopping off for a straitjacket. When we got there, we looked out of the squad car at an old three-story brownstone. But more interesting was the sign that hung from the door. Closed Saturdays. And you guessed it. It was Saturday. We got out of the car and went up.
Well, don't just stand there. Try the door.
I'm with you.
Got an axe? Ring the bell. If Jerome's in there, he'll probably answer.
Oh, anything to make the police force happy.
Mr. Diamond.
What is that?
That is Jerome, over in the window.
You will have to climb in here.
Come on, Walt.
We can't do that.
Who's that with you, Diamond?
This is Lonely Levinson, Jerome. He collects bodies.
Oh, good. He'll just love this one. Climb in.
Coming on?
Oh, go ahead. If there's a corpse in there, it's in the line of duty.
I'll give you a boost.
I can make it.
Watch your read old Fair Berry.
You shut up.
There.
All right, Red Heart, you're next.
Up, up, and away!
Oh, I'm glad to see you both. I was getting tired of sitting around with her. The conversation was so one-sided.
Sitting around with who?
Her. Rick.
Yeah.
Do I qualify, Mr. Diamond?
Young girl. Been dead quite a while. Jerome.
Yes, boss.
Tell old Ricky how you found her.
Well, this room is supposed to be sealed up.
Sealed up?
Yes, the building is a museum. Not a very good one. I have much better things in my apartment.
We're losing him. Jerome, how you found her?
Oh. Well, when the building is open to the public, they take you on tours. When we passed this room, we noticed it was sealed. I asked why, and the guard said it was because the late Mr. Osterham had stipulated in his will that the rest of the house could be shown, but not this room. It was his private study. And he said if he ever wanted to come back, he didn't want a lot of people cluttering it up.
Who broke it in?
I did.
You did? Don't they have burglar alarms in this museum?
Mr. Diamond, Lonely Levinson has an extreme case of supersensitivity. Does he always snap like that?
Only when he hasn't been fed. Why did you break in?
You should be careful, Mr. Lonely Levinson. You'll bite someone. Have you been checked for rabies?
Now you listen to me.
Walt. Jerome, why did you break in?
Well, it's perfectly obvious. When the guard told me the story, I played along with him. Of course, I knew it was just a trick to throw me off.
Yeah, of course.
Would you mind turning your head? It's much better if you just chew on that curtain. Well, I waited until they closed the place. Then I came back, jimmied this window, and found the body. Then I came to you, Mr. Diamond. Simple?
Oh, sure. Rick, what are you doing?
Oh, just looking at the dead girl. Come in.
Did you find something?
No. Got on an anklet. Name is, strike a match, will you? Oh, wait a minute. There. Adelaide.
Looks like she's been dead quite a while.
Yeah. Jerome, when you found... Hey, Jerome.
He's gone.
Oh, we're a couple of swell sleuths.
He's not out on the street. Must have climbed out and run for it.
I'll send out a general on him.
Yeah, I would if I were you. A guy like that shouldn't be running around loose. He's allowed to wind up on Stromboli. Well, Walt put out a general alarm on Jerome and then called in the rest of the experts to give him the dope on the dead girl. I didn't wait around because I had a hunch that Jerome would find me again. I was right, because at that moment he was sitting in my office behind my desk.
Diamond Detective Agency?
Rick?
Who is this?
Oh, now stop clowning. This is Helen.
Never heard of you. Why don't you dames leave me alone? By the light of the silvery moon. I guess I'll have to write some new lyrics. Oh, dear. Yes, what is it?
Well, you sure got there in a hurry.
Who is this?
Now, you stop that, Diamond. You know very well who this is.
What do you want, stupid?
Stupid?
Yeah, rhymes with Cupid. Could do a song on it. Like to hear my latest? I've been working on the railroad all the long day. What kind of a song do you suppose I could write with Stupid and Cupid? Oh, hello, Mr. Diamond.
What's going on?
Well, hello, Jerome. Taking my calls for me?
Yes, and wait till you hear the pixie I've got on the line. Here.
Thanks. Hello, Walt.
Rick?
Yeah, you were talking to Jerome. I just came in.
I might have known it. Don't let him out of your sight.
Of course not. Now, what did you find out?
Oh, yeah. The dead girl is one Adelaide Smith. Had a record. Blackmail artist. Been dead about 3 days. Working for a Patrick Mahaffey attorney on Pine Street. She was strangled.
Blackmail artist, huh?
Very smooth, or used to be.
Any line on Mahaffey's background?
We're checking into that now.
Well, find out one thing more for me, will you?
If I can. What?
When that museum was open to the public.
Well, that's easy.
I'll call you back.
Hold on to that Jerome guy.
Oh, sure. Walt.
Yeah?
Jerome's gone again.
What?
Bye. Sorry to bust in, but you seem to be missing your secretary.
Come in. My secretary just walked out the other day. I haven't had time to get another from the agency.
Are you a Patrick Mahaffey?
Yes. What can I do for you?
Was your secretary's name Adelaide Smith?
Why, yes. How did you know?
Oh, from the police. They just put a tag on her down at the morgue.
Good Lord. She isn't...
She certainly is. The morgue is very choosy about its tenants.
Oh, that's terrible. What was it, an accident?
Well, if it was, the insurance companies are going to have to set up a new system. She was strangled.
Oh, how horrible.
Yes. You're an attorney, aren't you, Mr. Mahaffey?
Why, yes. Are you from the police?
I just left them. What kind of an attorney?
Why, just general law.
Ever do anything you could be blackmailed for?
What? Why, of course not.
Ever have any business with the Osterham estate?
No, I never handled any of the Osterham business. Why?
Oh, nothing. I'll see you later, Mr. Mahaffey.
Homicide, Lieutenant Levinson.
Walt Diamond, what did you find out about Mahaffey?
Rick, there's something fishy.
You got to stop going to these cheap restaurants.
Oh, be serious. That Mahaffey guy was executive for the Osterham estate.
What?
Yeah, funny coincidence.
Coincidence, my shoulder holster. I just left him, and he told me he'd never even heard of the Osterham estate.
Now, why would he do that? He's certainly smart enough to know we could check.
Maybe he wanted time enough to skip.
You think he's mixed up in the killing?
Oh. Did you find out when the museum was open to the public?
Yeah, the city completed the alterations 2 days ago. And if it means anything to you, that room was sealed up on the last day.
Thanks, Walt.
And something else. We checked in the dead girl's bank account. She had $22,000 in it. A lot for a secretary, huh?
Yeah, but not too much for a high-class blackmailer. Do one more thing for me, Walt. Find out if Osterham had any heirs.
What good will that do?
I want to find out just how many people would know about that sealed room before the public got wind of it.
Okay, I'll have my happy picked up right away.
No. Don't do it yet. I want 10 minutes with him. Where's his house?
I got it right here. 93rd Street, West End Avenue. But I don't see why you want to let me grab Mahaffey. We know he's lying.
You just check on that will. I'm going to throw you a killer. I left the phone booth and headed for West End Avenue and Patrick Mahaffey's residence. Strangely enough, it was on the west side of town. And when I got there, I spotted a green sedan in front of the house. I started up to the front door and Mahaffey met me halfway. He had a suitcase, and he was in a hurry.
Oh, it's you.
Your memory's getting better. Come on, you don't want to leave right now. Let's go back inside.
But I have to catch a plane. I'm leaving town on business.
Oh, I bet you are. Let's go.
Now, wait just a minute. You have no legal right.
Do I have to show you my biceps?
Well, all right, but make it brief. I'm late as it is. Now, just what is this all about?
I thought you said you didn't have any business with the Osterham estate.
Why, that's right.
I checked.
Oh.
Just exactly what was your capacity?
Well, I handled the incomes on the trust account. I was also the executor of the will.
You wouldn't be handling it now, would you?
When Mr. Osterham died and I executed his will, my job was done.
Were there any heirs?
2. Neither of them were able to hear the reading.
Who did hear it?
Just an official from the city.
Why weren't the heirs present?
Because one of them couldn't be found. The other one was in a kennel.
In a kennel?
A cocker spaniel. He received $10,000.
Oh. And they rolled right over on his back. Who was the other heir?
Mr. Osterham's nephew. He hasn't been heard from in 10 years. He went to France to study hat designing, but hat jobs were very scarce, so he just vanished. He was rather eccentric.
Oh. Now we come to the jackpot question. What you got in the bag?
What?
You look a little green. Open it up.
Now look, you can't do this to me. It's against the law. Where's your warrant?
I got a fistful of them. See?
Oh. All right. There.
Dump it out.
But I've got to catch a plane if I dump all this...
Dump it out. Well.
Yes. It's a lot of money, isn't it?
Sure is. Isn't it lovely?
Well, I'm glad you like it. Go ahead. Take half.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that.
Why not?
Because I'll hate myself for the next 2 years. Put it back in the bag and let's go.
But I'm offering you $100,000. You must be a fool.
Oh, this is a very elementary deduction. Come on, you can figure it out in Sing Sing.
I don't think so. You should have looked in my pocket, too.
Oh, I hope that's an old pipe you're pointing at.
I hate to disappoint you. It's a 38. Now, you're turning green.
Now, you better answer it. That's the police, and they know I'm here.
All right, but you say one thing wrong, and I'll have to shut you up permanently. Yes?
Is Diamond there?
Yes.
Let me talk to him.
All right. You were right. It's for you. Go ahead, talk to him. But I warn you again.
Hello?
I'm getting tired of dialing. Everything all right?
Just dandy. What did you find out?
There were 2 heirs, and get this. One of them was a...
Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah, how did you know?
What else?
Well, that guy Mahaffey's a crook. We checked and found out that there's only about 10,000 left in the trust fund. The bank says Mahaffey had power of attorney, and he'd drawn out about 200,000. You got him there with you?
Yeah, but it's all in the way you look at it.
Oh, it's like that, huh? Let's see if you can stall him. There ought to be a prowl car nearby.
Goodbye, Walt. Did you get the information you wanted?
Yeah, you killed the girl. Probably because she found out you were dipping into the till. You paid her $10,000 and got her over to the museum and strangled her.
I took the money, yes. But you're just guessing about the murder.
Uh-uh. No one else but you knew about the closed room until after it was sealed and the public was told. The girl was killed the day before the room was sealed. You figured she'd never be found, but a little guy named Jerome J. Jerome went in and found the body. And if I'm right, little Jerome is really the missing heir.
Impossible.
Wasn't the museum rigged with a burglar alarm?
Yes.
Well, we found Jerome inside and the window open. He'd climbed in, but the alarm hadn't gone off. Simple. A member of the family might still have a key. He found the alarm and disconnected
it. I don't believe it.
But you must, Mr. Mahaffey.
What?
No, it can't be.
Oh. Well, you really throw a beautiful left jab, Mr. Diamond.
Oh, thanks for turning his head, Jerome. Now, would you mind telling me something just to sort of clear things up a little?
You mean, am I really cracked? No. Like Mr. Mahaffey said, just a little eccentric. You see, I found out the money was missing, so I looked up the girl. She told me for $20,000 she'd show me the thief. She told me to meet her at the museum that night and the thief would be there. When I got there, she was dead. Well, I knew I couldn't solve the case myself, and if anyone found out who I really was, I might be held. So I became Jerome J. Jerome and hired Richard Diamond.
Correction, I was not hired.
Correction again. You'll receive a very substantial check as soon as the estate is settled. And thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you might do me one more favor. If you know anyone who would like to buy a hat, I have got some dillies.
I'll speak to Hedda Hopper in the morning. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, it's lovely, but...
But you don't like her?
Well, yes.
What's the matter?
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is? It's a hat.
A hat?
Certainly. Here, give it to me. Now, look, you put it on this way, see? What are you laughing at?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I might even do a Hildegard if I got the right bookings. A pair of long gloves. All that is good in my heart sings when I remember little things the way you
Rick,
used to.
Now stop it.
I will not. I may have found a way to make a million. You're just jealous, that's all. I've got the hat and I'm pretty.
Just sing a song and finish it for a change.
Oh, I'd love to. I don't know from nothing, baby. All I know is I love you. I don't care for nothing, baby, if I knew you cared for me too. So won't you make your mind up, baby? Tell me that you love me, please do. For I don't know from nothing, baby. All I know is I love you. We bought a sponsor. All I know is I love you. I finished it. Are you happy?
Oh, well, yes. But where did the band come from?
Did you like it?
Yes, it was great.
Well, if it's great, don't ask questions.
Thank you, Von Monroe.
Honey, the name is Diamond.
Oh, Mr. Monroe, I just love your record.
No, baby, the name is Diamond.
Mr. Monroe, ever since the first time I heard you sing, I've... Come here, I want to tell you something.
Racing with the moon, sailing through the midnight blue.
You have just heard Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell. Helen was played by Virginia Gregg. Lieutenant Levinson by Ed Begley. Also in the cast were Wilms Herbert, Joseph Kearns, and Stanley Waxman. Music was under the direction of Frank Worth. Richard Diamond is written by Blake Edwards and directed by Richard Sandell. Dick Powell soon will be seen in the current screen version of the best-selling novel, Mrs. Mike. Now, this is John Storm inviting you to be with us again at the same time next week when we will again bring you Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective. You don't have to go to Alabama, you don't have to eat ham hocks and butter beans. All you have to do is enjoy Phil Harris and his ever-loving wife, Alice Faye, when they return to NBC tomorrow for 30 minutes of Southern fried joy, lend an ear to Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, returning tomorrow on most of these same NBC stations. You're tuned for the stars on NBC.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. I'm your host, Justine Ward, And next, we will enjoy more of Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective, this time with a humorous take on the noir mystery genre, with an assignment to keep an heiress who is fascinated with the underworld safe from her companions. Make sure you listen to the end when Dick Powell sings Time on My Hands and You in My Arms, with a wink to the audience when his girlfriend Helen, played by Virginia Gregg, asks, "Where did the band come from?" Enjoy Richard Diamond, Private Detective, Mr. Victor's Daughter, first broadcast January 15th, 1950, on NBC.
Here's Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
May I do something for you, sir?
Repeat the offer while I think of something.
I beg your pardon?
That's not the way I heard it first.
Did you want to see...
Mr. George Victor.
May I have your name?
Well, let's trade. Mine's Diamond, Richard Diamond.
Oh, of course. Mr. Victor's expecting you.
That's too much to hope that you were...
He's waiting for you, Mr. Diamond.
Thanks. Any door?
Straight ahead. Go right in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mr. Victor?
Yes. Oh, you're done.
Uh-huh.
Come in and sit down.
Thank you.
You said you'd come immediately, and that was over an hour ago when I phoned you.
Well, I didn't want to come in my bare feet. What? I was washing out a pair of socks.
You're sure you're Richard Diamond?
Reasonably sure, yes. My credentials.
All right. You were recommended to me by Lieutenant Levinson of the police department. I want to hire you.
My fee is $100 a day in expenses. Unless we settle that first, I couldn't solve a case if it was tagged 100 proof.
Here are two checks. One for 100, the other for 5.
Oh.
You get the 100 if you take the job and the other one if you do the job satisfactorily.
Tell me all about it.
You may have heard that I bought the controlling interest in one of the biggest newspapers in the city.
That I heard.
All right. I'm going to expose the numbers racket.
That's been tried before.
I know, but this time it's different. I have all the evidence I need to expose one of the biggest operators, Aaron Ziegler.
Oh, you do pick him big.
You know him?
We did some spitting at each other when I was on the force.
Well, then you know what he is.
Yeah. But you said you had all the evidence. Where do I come in?
Ziegler's my affair. Yours will be my daughter. Here's her picture.
Well, you can have Ziegler. I'm happy with this arrangement.
This is no joke, Mr. Diamond. My daughter works for Ziegler.
Oh? You got $1 million for every Mongolian in Asia and your daughter works? Hadi, perhaps?
She became infatuated with a man named Doug Saxon.
And went to work to support
him.
Will
you listen to me?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Victor.
Saxon has some connection with Ziegler. I objected to her seeing Saxon, and there was an argument.
And being 21, she walked out.
Yes. Ziegler gave her a job singing in the Nocturne Club.
I know the place.
Now, what I want you to do is...
I think I know, Mr. Victor. You got evidence on Ziegler. That makes him an unhappy boy, and being unhappy, he wants to smile again. So he sets glamour lad Saxon loose. Your daughter falls for him, and the frame's begun. Right?
Ziegler told me he was going to stop me from printing the exposé of his record. I know he'll use my daughter, Campy.
What does she have to say about it?
She won't see me.
And you've got no idea what the frame will be.
No, that's your job. Find my daughter, stay with her until the paper goes to press.
And when will that be?
10 tonight.
All right, Mr. Victor, you've hired yourself a boy. I'll pick up that $500 check after I pick up the late edition.
Good day, sir.
Yes? If you will excuse the expression, the retainer,
$100. Oh. Here you are.
Thank you. I bow from the waist, but my empty money belt might choke me. I'll keep in touch. A couple of phone calls to old acquaintances and still kept in touch with the shady side of our city, and I had Saxon's address. Half hour after I left George Victor, I was punching the buzzer to Saxon's apartment. Good afternoon, Mr. Saxton. Who are you?
What do you want?
I'm Mother Hubbard, and I've come to look in your cupboard. Ask me in.
What's the idea? Who?
This won't take long, Mr. Saxton.
Listen, you.
I was just going to ask you to listen. But since you ask first, go ahead and give me something to listen to.
Did Tigler send you?
Oh, maybe. Maybe not. It's a nice place here. All the scenery. Phonograph, big overstuffed chair.
I'm glad you like it, but don't make yourself comfortable.
That's in the other room.
Look here, I don't know who you are or what you want, but...
Maybe Ziegler did send me.
Did he?
No. You a cop used to be. Always enjoyed my work. And I never enjoyed it more than when I was up against a character like you.
Get out of here.
Oh, now somehow getting tough doesn't look well on you. You're not the type, Saxon. From a quick but thorough study, I'd say you were more used to soft life, sweet music, and setting up pigeons to be knocked over by your boss.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Kathy Victor.
Know her?
What if I do?
You know her.
And, Saxon, keep away from her. Oh, now you're scaring me, sure.
What do you want from me? Why are you doing this?
I'm hired to do it. The name's Diamond, Richard Diamond, occupation private detective.
Private detective?
Yeah. You're going to make a phone call now.
I won't.
You're calling Ziegler to tell him you quit.
I can't do that.
Unless you want this floor lamp on your head.
Diamond, please don't.
Now, that's better. Now, go ahead.
What'll I tell him?
Your health is bad. You're going to take a boat trip.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Then you think of something, but think.
But I... Hello, Mr. Saxon. I'd like to talk to Aaron. Oh. Well, I'll call back.
It's important.
Oh, it's important. I gotta talk to him.
All right, get him.
They're putting me through him. Oh, Aaron. Listen, I can't go through with the deal. Something came up.
I mentioned my name.
A man named Diamond. Richard. Yeah, that's right. I don't know, Aaron, but please, don't blame me. I did. Hello? Hello, Aaron? Aaron! He hung up.
Good. You do the same.
You don't know what he'll do, Diamond. You don't know him.
Oh, but I do. Well, happy landings, Glamour Boy.
You can't leave me like this.
You know, after a long look at you, I don't think I'd like to stay. Bye, Saxon. 20 feet of the East River look good on you. I knew Ziegler wouldn't be scared off that easy, but... When you go hunting ducks, you put out a decoy. I did. The decoy was me. It was an hour later that I got back to my office building and walked into the lobby. The elevator door there was open, but the jockey was missing. I was about to take the hard way up the stairs when...
Diamond!
Oh, hello. Where'd you come from?
Under a cabbage leaf. Don't believe it. Get in the elevator.
I'll walk.
Hey, Mac. Mr. Diamond don't want to get in the elevator.
Maybe he gets carsick. Get in, Simon. What's the big idea?
Close the door, Mac.
Sure.
You know how to run this thing, Diamond?
No.
Start it up. Go on.
Okay. Floyd, please.
I'll tell you when. This is far enough. Stop it. And keep your hands away from that door.
What are you going to do, eat your way up?
He's a card, ain't he?
Oh, now, come on. Fun's fun, but I got business.
So have we.
We told you to take your hands off those doors.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah. Oh, he won't go down.
Surely he will. He's just stubborn. Give me that sap. You see?
Yeah. Think he's still turned in?
Let's see. Diamond. Hey, Diamond. He should know better than that. It ain't polite not to listen. Kick him in the ribs. Now, how about it, Diamond? You want to listen?
He's shaking his head. He says yes.
Okay. Now, stay away from the dame you're supposed to take care of. Go back to Victor and tell him you don't want the job. Tell him it's too rough, and if he don't understand, show him your bruises. Hey, give him a bruise where it shows. Look at that. I don't think he likes you kicking him in the chops.
What does he want? Bedroom slippers?
Okay, open the doors and let's get out of here.
Hey, think I ought to give him another boot just to make sure?
Ain't you ever satisfied? Go ahead.
Okay, let's go.
You know something? You've got an awful disposition.
You don't come out of a beating like that right away. Professional working over is like spending a weekend in a tapping machine. I reached out and tried to touch things, but it was like trying to paint the inside of a balloon with a hammer. I was numb, and when the little jabs of feeling started pinching my cheeks, I found out that I was warm and sticky. Finally, I pulled myself up, stood there for a minute, decided my legs weren't macaroni, and went to the washroom to clean up. Then I headed for the Nocturne Club. It was too early for customers, but there was a bartender and a girl with blonde hair playing the piano.
We ain't open yet, Mac.
Oh, you ain't? Well, give me a bib. I may cry all over the place.
You look awful. Truck hit you or something?
I was blowing a tube in a high wind.
Yeah?
Yeah. Screwed me 8 feet into the ground.
Ain't that terrible?
Yeah, ain't it? Who's the dame with the fingers?
Oh, entertains here. Name's Victor, Kathy Victor. Kind of swell set of pricing. If you're looking for a job, we don't need no tuba players.
Look, here's for a drink and here's something for you because you ain't open yet. Fix me something that'll turn me all one color.
Sure. Will it be black or blue?
Anything that goes with my tie. Bring it to the piano.
I thought you wanted it.
Oh, I'll laugh later.
I thought it was pretty good.
Know the words for that?
Yeah.
Tie on my hand.
Here, look,
I
think you need it,
son. Oh, don't let the bruises fool you, honey. When the swelling goes down, my face is fairly normal.
Hey, blue and yellow make green, don't they?
Yeah, why?
I wasn't sure, but here's a drink anyway. Who knows? Maybe you'll turn black.
Sure. Here, put this in your pocket and go back in the bottle.
Sure, thanks. Yellow, you want another one?
Hey. What's the matter? Where'd you stop?
I need a drink, too.
You get the jumps early, huh?
I work late. Catches up with me.
Oh, try out running them for a day. It does wonders.
Oh, I know you. You're a spy from Alcoholics Anonymous.
Mm. Go ahead, play some more. Kathy.
Hmm?
Your father sent me.
What?
Remember him?
Why don't you leave now?
Before we're really acquainted?
I don't know who you are, what you want, but if my father sent you, I'm not buying.
Okay, so you're having a good time now, but there's always the next morning. Thought of that?
I don't need anyone to take care of me.
Miss Victor, I'm not trying to take care of you. I'm doing a job. Maybe you don't know this, but you're being majored for a patsy. And your father's going to fit the same frame Saxon and Ziegler are working up for you.
You're crazy. But I like you, so I'll forgive you.
Cut it out.
I thought you wanted me to play.
Look, you're spoiled. You had a mouthful of silver spoons and a handful of gold pieces for building blocks when you were a kid. But you're not a kid anymore. You're playing with bad boys.
Maybe that's the way I like them.
What do I have to say to make you realize, young lady?
What, Diamond?
Doug.
Oh, well, well, Mr. Saxon. I thought you weren't going to be around here anymore.
I changed my mind. You've changed, too, since I last saw you.
Well, only my looks. They'll heal. But tomorrow, you'll still be a greasy little gigolo.
You can't talk that way to me.
Oh, shut up.
I... never mind. Mr. Ziegler would like to see you. He saw you come in.
And where is Mr. Ziegler?
In his office, right back that way.
Okay, okay. I haven't seen Ziegler for a long time. Maybe he wants me to set his broken arm.
His arm's all right.
Well, stick around. You may find out you're a chronic liar. Keep playing, baby. I'll be right back. Like I said, I knew my bluff with Saxon wouldn't work, but I had what I wanted. A look in on Ziegler. And maybe a hint on what the frame was going to be. I walked to and into his office.
Well. Diamond.
Hello, Ziegler.
Oh, what happened to your face?
Oh, got it caught in an elevator.
Oh.
What do you want with me?
Diamond, here's a grand. Go out and have fun tonight, huh? All night.
Oh, that money won't do me any good.
Why not? That ain't counterfeit.
Well, it's yours. That makes it so lousy, it'll have to crawl right out of my pocket.
Well, then get rid of it in a hurry.
You get rid of it.
No, it's better waking up with a headache than not being able to find your head at all.
Oh, look, Ziegler, you don't scare me. Now, let's level. You know why I'm here. Let Kathy Victor alone.
You want to see me, boss?
Well, look who's here.
Oh, you know Tony Diamond?
Hey, we met, yes. Mm-hmm. He stubbed his toe on my chin.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When was this, Diamond?
You know what it was, about an hour ago.
You're crazy.
Yes, Diamond. Tony was right here with me all morning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you leaving, Diamond?
Yeah, yeah. Got any other ideas?
Yes. I think you should consider my proposition.
I'll let you know.
About what?
Things in general.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden, you're happy.
You make me that way, Diamond. You're working the dark, aren't you?
I'll feel my way around.
Believe me, Diamond, there ain't a thing wrong. Why, we love Miss Victor here. Just because her old man gets excited and hires you to bend an eye over her, don't mean anything is wrong, does it?
Since you ask me, I'll tell you. The answer's yes.
You think so?
Yeah. Otherwise, why beat me up? Why offer me a grand to look the other way?
I don't know nothing about the beating. And as for the grand, I like you.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, Ziegler. I think I'll go now. And just to make you happier, I'll probably stick with the case.
So long, Diamond.
Oh, by the way, Ziegler.
What now?
Did you say this gentleman's name was Tony?
That's his name.
Okay, Tony.
What?
I wouldn't do this for everyone, but your shoelace is untied and you're allowed to trip over it.
Yeah. What are you talking about, eh?
Bombs away. Oh, that ain't nice, Diamond. When you do that to a man, you're liable to bust all his teeth.
So what? You probably had your eye on the Goldmans anyway. Be good, Ziegler.
Oh, hi there. You looking for another drink? Now, I got one here that I just fixed. You know, you kind of got me started on that color.
Where's the girl go?
Huh? What girl?
You know, Anne Saxon. Where's he?
Never heard of him.
Have you heard of Alexander Hamilton?
Huh?
Has his picture on all $10 bills. This one's suitable for framing. In your pocket.
Can't do it, mister.
Two pictures of Hamilton?
They sure would look nice on me, but I work here, mister. I got a wife and kids, see?
Yeah, I see. Okay, fella, forget it. For the oldest gag in the world. Kept busy someplace else while Saxon walked out with the girl. Now, I had to find her. But where? I had until 10 that night to stop a frame-up I didn't know anything about. But I played a hunch and headed to the 5th Precinct Police Station and Lieutenant Walt Lemison. I walked in on him.
Diamond, oh, no.
Hiya, Walt.
No, please go home. Nothing good can come of this.
Why, Walt, I'm surprised at you.
Well, I'm not. You've got some horrible joke up your sleeve. I don't want any part of it.
I can only stay a few minutes. I ought to know about a guy named Saxon.
Douglas Saxon?
That's it.
What's the matter? Can't you find things out for yourself?
Right now, Lieutenant, I'm a citizen asking about a guy. Now, what have you got on Saxon, Walt?
Not a thing. He was clean when we picked him up a couple of times.
Why was he picked up?
Why are you so interested in him?
Wood goes with my business.
Oh. And if I tell you?
Well, I'll tell you something sometime. Now, come on, Walt, give.
Okay. He was picked up on suspicion of handling narcotics. But that's a job for the vice squad. Why is he so dear to you?
He's working for Aaron Ziegler.
This, Mr. Diamond, is not new.
He'd be just a boy to work a frame for Aaron, wouldn't he?
If it involved a gal, yeah.
This does.
How?
Don't know. Yet. But, if she was picked up with narcotics on her, it'd be a nice frame, wouldn't it?
What makes you think it would be a frame?
This gal looks too healthy.
Yeah, but you could be wrong.
Why?
Because for some stupid reason I like you, and I don't want to see you make a fool of yourself.
Oh, why would I do that?
For this dame.
What dame?
The one that Saxon's going to frame.
Is he going to frame her?
Of course he is.
I'd better get her out of it.
Certainly, that's just what I was saying.
Bye, Walt.
Rick.
Yeah?
Thanks.
What for?
For not dragging out that who's on first routine. I don't think my stomach could have stood it today.
Oh, Walt, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Be a good boy.
When you pound a police beat in New York, you make a lot of unusual friends. And if you ever get in plain clothes, those friends come in handy sometimes. I grabbed a cab in front of the precinct station and headed for Chinatown. Walt and I had known an old Chinese named Wu Li, who had been around a long time. He knew everyone and everything that went on in Chinatown. And if anyone knew where we could find Saxon, he did.
Saxon
Sexton. It's possible I do not know him.
Oh, I think you do.
Just so. You said this man Sexton deals in sweet dreams. However, his rumor not proved.
Does he ever come to Chinatown?
You like perhaps a cup of tea?
I ask this as a favor, Woolley.
Enemies are made to do evil, friends to ask favors. Sometimes is no difference.
Will you tell me, Woolley?
You ask in name of friendship?
I do.
Very well. In Chinatown is establishment owned by a man named Fu Shen. Perhaps, I say perhaps, this man Saxon is there.
He's been there before, huh?
My eyes are old, perhaps mistaken.
Not your eyes.
I shall give you address, then make call to Fu Shen. You will be allowed to enter his establishment.
May you live 10,000 years.
And may you live to mourn at my funeral.
The old boy gave the address and I left the shop. 5 minutes later, I walked through the back door of the old frame building and Fu Shen bowed from the waist and led me upstairs to a private room that fronted the long hall. I noticed there were 3 other closed doors on the floor aside from the big room downstairs. If Kathy Victor was in the building, she had to be in one of those rooms. I walked into my room, closed the door behind me. There was a bed in one corner and a chair near it. A low table was near the bed, and a dim light threw diagonal shadows like fingers across the walls. I waited until the proprietor had time to get downstairs, and I opened the door and looked out in the hall. It was empty, so I started throwing open doors. I had to be quick before I had a dozen hopped-up thugs on my back. The first was a cold turkey.
This room's in use. Simon!
Well, Mr. Saxon, I presume.
Look, Simon, lay off me, will you?
Where's the kid?
I don't know who you mean.
You will.
No, Simon, my arm! You're hurting!
So here's another twist for Sal. Oh. Now sing, Saxon, and loud.
Look, you got it wrong.
How wrong can I be?
Okay, but it wasn't my idea.
I can believe that. Ziegler thought it up. You pulled it off for a couple of grand.
Listen, if I tell you we let me go, the girl's all you want. Let me go, will you?
Where is she?
In the next room. Walk ahead of me.
And in case you get any ideas...
Now
walk ahead of me. Open the door.
You got my arm.
You got another one, but not for long if you try anything. Open it.
There. There she is.
Oh, how cold.
She's all right. Just
knocked out, huh?
Let me go now, Diamond.
Oh, sure. So this was the game, huh? Bring her here, knock her out, plant narcotics on her, and then push her into the street to get picked.
Look, I showed you where she is. Now give me a break.
You know, I was just thinking of that. How would you like it, in the arm or in the jaw?
Oh!
Rum. Now, come on, Mr. Victor. Let's wake up now. Come on.
Mr. Diamond, you got bad habits.
Yeah, Tony, and one of them is running into you.
Okay, Diamond, keep your hands where I can see them.
Right on the ends of my arms.
Oh, what a sense of humor. All right, Diamond.
All right, what?
I think you're going to get a hole in the face.
Now, just a minute, Tony. You hear anything?
Huh?
Those are police cars, Tony, coming here.
You're crazy.
Yeah? You don't think I'd come here alone, do you?
Get over there by the door.
Look, Tony, you got yourself all dirtied up for Ziegler. Is he here? No, he let you and Saxon walk around in the mud. Those cars are almost here, Tony.
Shut up, I got orders.
You're roughing me out, I know. But what if you do? How are you going to get out? Got an answer for that?
They ain't coming here.
Now, that didn't go past, Tony. Now, listen. I got nothing against you. Make a break for it. Out the back door. All I want is the girl. Go on, fast, before it's too late.
Yeah. I ain't going to take the rats on nobody.
Diamond!
Rick! Diamond, you in here?
Diamond! Up here, Walt. Come on! You all right? Sure, but I sent a package, special delivery, out the back door.
We've got that covered. Otis will sign for it.
Okay, wonderful. And now, hey, wait a minute. Huh? What are you doing here? Why'd you come?
Why? My officers told me you were up to some stupid business. I know when you left me, you had some dizzy idea in your thick skull. I'm a cop, you know. I checked the Woolley, too.
Hey, that the girl?
Yeah.
She'll be all right. Coming around okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, and Saxon.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what did you hit him with?
Stop.
Limp.
Yeah, Walt, listen. If the papers get word of this, this kid's father will be ruined.
If she's in the clear, you've got my word no one will hear about.
I know she's in the clear, but I can't leave her here. I got a job to do. I was hired.
Oh,
You want to take her, huh?
Yeah. I think she'd like to go home.
Okay, I'll take your word she's all right. Now, beat it fast before the narcotic boys get here.
Thanks, Paul. Come on, baby. Snap out of it. Come on.
Get her out of here before we're all booked for obstructing justice.
I'm going. Hey, Walt.
Yeah?
How are you going to explain knocking over this joint before the vice squad?
Why, didn't you know I got a reported homicide here? I'll let you know what happens. Where'll you be?
Oh, silly boy. Where else but Helen's? Oh, come on, Kathy, baby. On your feet. On your feet. Walt.
Now what?
I love you.
I'll marry you later. Now take off. Oh, my stomach.
Hello, Rick. You're late.
Hey, get a load of those silk slacks.
They're lounging pajamas, darling.
I've done a lot of lounges, dear. Never saw anything like those.
You like them?
Yeah, they're all right. The stuffing that gets me.
Rick.
Be proud of what you got, baby. I know a guy who had 16 toes on each foot.
What good did that do him?
He used to tell everybody he was a duck, made a fortune selling his hair for pillow stuffing.
You look awful.
Could have been worse.
Oh? Was she pretty, Rick?
Who?
The girl in the case.
What case?
Why were you late getting here?
Oh, well, I had to take a girl home and introduce her to a man, her father.
I see. How long did that take?
How'd you know about the girl?
Lieutenant Levinson phoned, asking for you. I took the message. He said, she's all right. And a man named Saxon did a lot of talking.
Oh, wonderful.
Who's she? Miss Saxon.
Oh, read all about it in the papers, dear.
Is she blonde or brunette?
Both. Blonde with a brunette disposition.
Is she as pretty as I am?
Honey, nobody is. Oh, well, nothing to do until the office opens again tomorrow. Time on my hand. You in my arms. But love in view. And then if you fall once and for all, I'll see my dream come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair, just the two. With time in my hand and you in my arms and love in my heart, all for you.
How long did it take you to take her home?
Oh, let's forget her, Helen.
I'm willing. But are you?
Look.
Oh, what nice big checks.
Yeah, another day, another $600.
Are we going out for dinner?
With what?
You got a handful of checks.
Baby, I got news for you. The banks are closed.
Oh, come on. I know the bot. Tender at the Nocturne Club.
Oh, no.
You have just heard Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell, with Virginia Gregg as Helen and Ed Begley as Lieutenant Walt Levinson. Also in the cast were Wilms Herbert, Larry Dodson, Gene Bates, Stanley Waxman, Paul DeBob, and Hi Averback. Music was under the direction of Frank Worth. Richard Diamond is written by Blake Edwards and directed by Russell Hughes. Dick Powell currently may be seen in the motion picture version of the best-selling novel, Mrs. Mike. This is Eddie King inviting you to be with us next Sunday at this same time when we will again bring you Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective. Thank you.
What's on NBC today? Great shows for Sunday on NBC include The Adventures of Sam Spade and Theater Guild on the Air. Helen Hayes and Walter Abel co-star on Theater Guild today, and for his caper, Sam Spade turns to television for help. You'll enjoy both these stellar shows, Sam Spade, then Theater Guild, today on NBC. Now stay tuned for James Melton and Harvest of Stars on NBC.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through iTunes, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for more Radio Detectives. Next week we'll have Johnny Dollar. He's a bit more hard-boiled than Richard Diamond. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.